TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hugh. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. So I needed a little inspiration, and today's talk from Billy Samuel Mwape is just what I needed. In his talk at TED at PMI 2020, the Zambian computer scientist shares how he put his tech and project managing skills to work to help heal his baby's brain and body, all on a tight timeline. Really.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking, about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions, how do you take control of your life.
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
It is the 3rd of March, 2016, and I'm anxiously waiting for my wife to deliver our firstborn son. Seconds turn into minutes, and then hours, without a sign of a child coming through. Then a midwife emerges with a silent baby in her hands, and she runs past me as though I'm not even there. Why is he not crying? I'm gripped with chills in my spine as I run after her in terror. She puts the baby on the bench and begins a resuscitation procedure. 30 minutes later, she tells me, "Don't worry, he will be fine. And thank you for staying calm." He was placed in the ICU. And though I cannot touch him, I repeatedly say, "Shine on, my son. Don't give up. I am here with you, and you don't have to be scared. Please pull through and let us go home. You do not belong here." 7 months later, he will be diagnosed with cerebral palsy, a non-progressive brain injury which primarily affects body movement and muscle coordination. About 2 to 3 children out of 1,000 in the United States have cerebral palsy. I do not know the statistics for my country and continent because there's not much documentation. Maybe this could be the journey that changes everything. We named him Luwuto, a beautiful Zambian name from my Lunda tribe of the Bemba-speaking people, meaning light. By the time he was 7 months, Luwuto's physical impairment was predominant in his left part of his body. Both his left leg and arm were less responsive. He couldn't grasp items. Worse off, couldn't babble his first words because the cerebral palsy shackle affects the muscles in his lips. Rolling over and other milestones that come natural in typical babies couldn't be seen in our son. Luwuto was visibly unaware of his own body. And some specialists started preparing us for the worst by telling us that we were going to be very lucky if he ever sat upright and unsupported. Before us, was a gigantic, seemingly immovable mountain. What do we do? For the past 15 years, I have worked as a computer programmer, and now I'm a certified project management professional. After the denial, crying, and partial depression was over, I began to wonder if we could put my programming and project management skills together to try and help the situation. Acceptance kicked in, and I searched from deep within for strength and any available knowledge to help with the challenge before us. I ordered 2 books online and spent countless sleepless nights researching neuroplasticity in a child's brain. My extensive research indicated that people who have stroke are able to recover through assiduous rehabilitation programs that activates new paths in the beta part of their brains. This left me with one big question. If this works for grown people, why should it not work for a baby? I also learned that human beings pick up fundamental patterns mainly between ages 0 to 5. And after that, consolidation of habits happens. It was scary to realize that we may just have 5 years to figure out the immobility of Lobuto. On such a tight timeline, we needed to build a support system around him, leveraging the limited resources available to us. This was a clear project before us, which needed to be carefully executed, and we needed a capable, self-driven team, an agile team. Agile is a methodology that we use to execute projects with changing requirements to achieve progressive results in increments. We needed to deliver quick results and in pieces, considering our work was largely dependent on Lobuto's responsiveness and capability. The first team member I acquired was my beautiful wife, Abigail, who is luckily a project manager too. You know how rough that can be, right? 2 project managers under 1 roof. We searched around Zambia for a neonatal physiotherapist, an occupational therapist, and a speech therapist. It felt like mission impossible. We set roadmaps of 1 to 3 months, just enough planning and just in time. We then identified features like we want him to stand and walk independently under different themes like gross motor, fine motor, adaptive skills, communication, asymmetric movement, and balance. Next, we created sprints to work on the stimulation of different parts of Lobuto's body. When you're working on an agile project, you do a series of lead-to tasks, collectively called sprints, which the team reviews after execution. We, for example, set a goal to stimulate his left arm. Say occupational therapist used different textures to rub on his arm. Physiotherapist make deliberate movements in his arm to build the muscles. And self-proclaimed general therapist, who was usually myself, engage in logical stimulations like slowly moving his favorite toy from his right hand across a bar in front of him to his left side to prompt movement in his left arm. And at the end of each week, we'd review our results as a team. How did OT go? How did physio go? How did stimulation go? Did we meet our goal? Because frequent communication is very important on an agile project, we created a WhatsApp group for quicker updates. Failing early and picking up is a special characteristic of agility, and we leverage that because our work is largely dependent on his response. Luckily, Lubuntu is a fighter, and his determination is out of this world. After we achieved the goal of activating his arm, we then moved to his leg. The activities were totally different, but followed the similar iterative process. I had come to learn in brain plasticity that Lubuntu was better off learning certain skills when he was ready, even if it meant delaying him because he had to learn it right. While working and managing Lubuntu as an agile project, a new team member popped up. Oh, it's Lubuntu's sister, Yawila. We had no idea how we were going to manage the process without disturbing him while not making the sister feel neglected because we were giving the brother a lot of attention. Our daily iterations continued, and now Lubuntu was able to walk on his stiff legs, with me cheerleading from the front as I walked backwards because I needed to keep eye contact with him. I sang his favorite songs as we oscillated between our bedroom and the kitchen. We then traveled to South Africa and introduced a neuromovement therapist to the team, coupled with hyperbaric oxygen therapy. These sprints were much shorter and focused on his brain, teaching him about his own body through small body movements. Terry did a miraculous job. Lubuntu started opening his knees in unison with his hips. And in our second week, he was able to run with better balance. He started making intentional sounds to communicate with us as a result of the new neuropath's firing. We returned to Zambia with amazing results. And guess who effectively picked up the therapy? The new team member. Lubuntu started mimicking the sister, and soon he was learning more things, good and bad, from the sister than he was learning from his team of therapists. To make sure that he stays on track, we built a unique curriculum that incorporates all the therapies with Teacher Goodson. We've been blessed to have the knowledge before us and be able to practically apply it. Not all families with special needs children are as fortunate as we are. We still have backlog stories, which is a fancy agile term for pushing failure to a later date. In Lubuntu's case, drilling and potty training. But in iterative little daily activities, we manage to improve the entire left part of Lubuntu's body. From the arm to one finger to the other, from the leg to the toes, Lubuntu began to roll over. He began to independently sit. He was able to crawl, stand, walk, run, and now he plays soccer with me in a more coordinated manner. This has left my wife's heart and mind melting, and we've been blown away by the unbelievable results we've witnessed as a result of this experimental methodology. And now we proudly call ourselves agile parents. You may be a parent with a special needs child like me, or you could be facing different types of limitations in your life, professionally, financially, academically, or even physically. I want to remind you that in striving for bigger goals, dare to take small sprints. These sprints are usually far from excellent themselves, but they add up to magnificent results. Thank you.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.